ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
TD is with us in studio today, breaking down all things Tennessee Titans. Joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock here on the program. TD, it's great to see you, my friend. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, it's great to be seen, man. Good morning, everyone.
Absolutely. So, a lot of discussion about Levis this week, TD. Two games in a row where it's been better, right? I mean, obviously, before the injury, things had not gone well for him. He comes back in, throws the ball well against L.A., had the 98-yarder last week against Minnesota, had a pretty good performance overall, albeit leading to only 13 points for the Titans offensively, which is still just amazing to think about. Regardless of what the quarterback plays look like, they end up right around the same area in points this year, which is kind of nuts. But what have you made of the way that Levis has played the last 2 weeks, and most importantly, how it affects the conversation for the quarterback position overall for this team as they move forward here?
You know what I love about it? There's a confidence that's back, right? And 2 weeks ago, we got to see the old – it seemed like if he does that shoulder fake, bad things are about to happen for the defense. And it's just the confidence and the he just had a swagger again. And that's good to see, because it was almost to the point where it's like, man, I feel bad for this dude. Like, he looks and sounds defeated sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you saw him dropping bombs, you know, to throw to Bryce Oliver. I just wish Bryce didn't jump. Kind of like just ran through the catch. You know, that might have been a touchdown, but still, the throw to NW. I just really like the way as that blitz was coming. You know, he knew where to go, and he went with it, as opposed to that holding on to it for so long. So it's trending up. He still has to show more, because I don't care what you say, the play has to consistently be better, because that's been his problem.
Yeah, I thought even like this week, like making the joke about, you know, I'm not doing the, you know, the chest pass.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he can joke about that stuff a little bit. Yeah, and to your point, like the Vikings, if there's a team where it's hard to quickly make decisions, see stuff and get it out, that would be the defense, right? So you would think that would be a confidence builder for him and for them in him. So let's say TD that he's roughly in that range, in this range, which is basically you've eliminated the ungodly turnovers, and we are seeing some of the talent, some big time throws. Now, again, you know, the Titans need to score points at some point, but if he's roughly, yeah, if he's, yeah, and I know Callahan's talking about that, like he's got to convert in the red zone, but if he's roughly this type of performance, and this is kind of like he can get to that level and keep it in that range over several weeks here, what does that mean for him and for them?
You know, I wouldn't be opposed to running it back with him, frankly. Now, before everybody goes crazy and the chat.
Text line. You know, here we go, text line.
Text line goes wild. Hear me out here. Cam Ward is a very good quarterback. But I think in Cam Ward, you're getting a lot of the similar decision making.
Yeah, he does some. He has some.
Just a younger version.
Sometimes.
So you're kind of like turning back the clock. And then Shador said, like, I don't know for sure that Shador is going to be available for them, honestly. And even though I say he's like C.J. Stroud, just as far as like instant impact, accuracy, knows where, all of that, he's C.J. Stroud, I wouldn't be opposed to running it back. And you look at the free agent options, you know, he joked about Jameis Winston. That wouldn't be a bad one.
We're here for it.
I think Levis is fine to run it back with. And then if there's a chance that he could load on to what he's done already, you're going to have a pretty good quarterback. If not, there's a nice class that's coming out in 26 that you could definitely, you know, have your pickings up to lead you right into the new building the following year.
Well, let me follow that up, because now we get into what we were screaming out with Stilly today, Stillbilly, which is the, you know, obviously the front office, which, you know, I'm giving them next offseason. I have no idea what Amy thinks about any of it. But regardless, there is the question of, okay, so you don't address it. You're in position to draft a quarterback high in 26. Mm. Well, at that point, your record is pretty freaking bad with these guys, right? So how does that – and that's where it's like the short term of you got to show progress, you got to win, got to put together a winning team, but also you figure out the most important position for the long term, and job security has to factor into that, right?
Yeah, I think it should very much be on the table. If they're in position to draft a quarterback, it should very much be on the table that, you know, Brand might have to go. I'm just keeping it.
You're saying in 26.
In 26. Okay. If they're in position. It is what it is. I don't believe it's going to be that way because I feel that they're going to build things. Now, year one, it's just interesting because last year at this time, you know, you had all these people saying, oh, well, he's just a GM or just a person dressing up as a GM. He's not really a GM.
Well, Jared said that.
Well, this year we want to blame everything from world hunger to poverty. Like, everything is his fault. So which one is it going to be?
Right.
That's my thing.
No, it's a good point. And also, like, I'm really interested. We talked about this last year, too, TD, and it was related more so to, like, Vrabel. And they brought back Tannehill, and they brought back Henry, and they brought back Byard. And then, you know, obviously they made some decisions in the middle of the year when they realized it wasn't going to be what they thought it was. But they clearly thought they could be competitive, run it back one more time last year, and compete for the division.
Mm-hmm.
They spent a lot of money this offseason. I would love to know, like, what was – beyond what she would say publicly or what the message was that they put out there – what was the internal expectation from Amy Adams Strzok? That's what I'd love to know this year. Like, did she expect it to be a team that's in the playoffs? Like, did she expect them to be a team that was a threat? I'd love to know what that was, because depending on what that was, I think that could influence some of the decisions that she makes coming up at the end of the year.
Yeah, I just think the messaging wasn't clear enough that, hey, look, you're trying to be competitive, but you're also trying to build for the future. I think they really needed to get that out there, that balance that they were looking to do. This team wasn't going to compete for a Super Bowl. We know that. Not like for the division title. But I would have thought, just from the vibes and everything coming out, I would have thought they would have competed for a wild card. They're nowhere near in the race. I mean, yeah, you could look at the 22 Jaguars and say, hey, you know, 3-7, they flipped the script, and yeah. But, you know, lightning doesn't strike too much at the same place.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, no, I agree. The messaging could have been better. I just also feel like there's – I mean, even the worst teams in the league, if you're in that market, like, people talk themselves into – like, I can't find – I think that Rand did say the check every box. So when you say that, then that's – right? That's a little – that okay, you checked every box. And, you know, the other GMs or whatever, some of that stuff. And then Brian Callahan talking about his excitement for Will Levis.
Sure.
Is some of it, too. But I don't remember anybody saying, you know, we are declaring, like, we're going to do this or that, right? I mean, like, there's preseason optimism it's rampant in this league.
It was even there in Carolina, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there was some talk there. Hey, this works out, and this team is competitive. But, yeah, I mean – I don't think people thought it would be as bad as it's been at times also with this team.
Yeah. Yeah, this is pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad, man.
No
but, you know, the good thing is it's kind of swinging back in their favor in that, you know, they were in this game last week against one of the best defenses, you know, against a resurgent player. I give them credit for that, but, you know, end of the day, like, you got to win. Like,
yep.
That's the bottom line.
Yep, no doubt. And then you got the Texans coming up this week with that pass rush. You know, DeNico Autry, we know what he brings to the table if he plays. You know, you've got Danielle Hunter, who's been fantastic for Houston. Will Anderson. And you look at the state of the Titans' offensive line. I continue to feel good about what we've seen from Latham. TD, yeah. We've talked about this all week, particularly with Petit Frere. Like, just how he's gone from what I would call a serviceable player his rookie year to what we've seen now, where it's just been atrocious out there. It's pretty mystifying to see that, and the idea of going up against that front with their current right tackle situation this week could be very interesting on Sunday.
Well, the whole idea, the athleticism is there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting. So I was out yesterday, but looking at some of the videos, like Kaharski posted a video of Callahan and he asked Tino Karski, "Why does he have the fight in him?" Right? It's a great question, though. And so he asked him that, and Callahan was like, "Yeah, he's a fighter. He's a tough kid." And I'm just thinking to myself, like, I've never seen any of that from him. You know, so I think that's really the issue, right? Just the I don't know, sometimes you have certain guys, and you know, not everybody was brought up through the mud and everything, but you just have certain guys that's just like, I don't know about your toughness, your grit. You know what I mean? And that's kind of where we are with Petit Frere.
Yeah, look, I mean, I stick by my belief that as a rookie, he was fine. He was serviceable.
I agree.
You know, I mean, he was okay. I didn't come out of that year excited about him, but I was like, yeah, they'll be fine at right tackle. You know, and then
he gets time, he'll, you know. Yeah.
But I mean, the whatever fantasy football thing that combined with his performance this year, it's hard to take him seriously.
He should not have. It's not so much the timing; it's just doing it. Period.
Yeah,
he should not have. That's not something. No,
it just tells me that you don't really get it. Right?
It's completely tone deaf.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, would we care as much if he was playing great on the field? Probably not. But I think to your point earlier in the week, Joe, it does kind of signal of, all right, like if you're that tone deaf on that, what else are you not being overly serious about with your approach? Mm. Like, I think that's what it kind of signals to me.
Are you beyond him, TD? You know, Bill Callahan, I mean, the track record speaks for itself, and we're talking 10 games of football here. But are you surprised that collectively it hasn't been better with that group?
I am. I never felt that they had the right people there for a right tackle. But I was like, hey, listen, if anybody's going to figure it out and he thinks that this is okay, then that's on him. I was always of the draft Roger Rosengarten. I was always of the trade for Morgan Moses. You know, wanted to do those things, you know, but I was just like, hey, they decided not to. I'm going to say they know better than me. And I'm not going to say I know better than them now, right? But I'm going to just say they weren't correct, obviously.
Yeah. No, it's been a huge problem all year. Last thing for you, TD, just on the surface heading into this, Houston's been an interesting team this year because they've had weeks where they've looked fantastic, like last week against Dallas. They've had some weeks where it's been a struggle for them, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, some weeks where they've struggled. But overall, what do you make of this game, this matchup for the Titans heading down to take on a Houston team with that front that we just talked about that's really, really good?
Hey, listen, they're in really good shape as long as they have Nico Collins in the lineup. You can't not have Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs. Nico Collins, outstanding player. He was one of those – like, Stillman and I, we go back and forth, and he's always like, that was a TD guy. You're right. He was one of them. I really liked him coming out of Michigan. But, you know, you have that. I think C.J. Stroud, just his ability to always be on schedule, to make the accurate pass, the ability to, you know, avoid sacks, all of that. He's a superb quarterback. And then you got Joe Mixon, who's running really well.
Huge addition.
Yeah, it's going to be a tall assignment for Denard Wilson. I wish I could have heard him yesterday, what he was saying. I have to go back and watch the presser. But, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. And I think they're going to score. I think they're going to score some points, man, because, you know, Tank Dell, too. Like, there's a lot of weapons down there.
Yeah, and if you're the Titans, you got to – one thing I'll say, you got to find a way to get into the 20s at least in this one. You're going to need to do it in this one. That's been a struggle.
You got
to
surpass that 17-point plateau.
There's no doubt about that. TD, great stuff, man. Really
appreciate
good to see
you. Yeah, good to be seeing.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in. We'll react to what TD had to say. More of your thoughts on the Titans. We got Pigskin Pick'em coming up at 8:30. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.